This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, music from Detroit soul musician Amp Fiddler. But first, hasn't this happened to you? You get accused of stock manipulation. You hire your high-priced attorneys and expert witnesses, but you open your closet and you just don't have anything to wear to the trial. Well, fear not. Help is on the way. Our convicted diva of domesticity is writing a book on how to get through a federal investigation. Once again, Martha Stewart is there for you. Stewart is appealing her conviction for lying, conspiracy, and obstruction of justice. But if she does go to prison, can she really make money while doing time? Here to answer that question is Julie Hilden. She's a columnist for FindLaw.com and a First Amendment attorney. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, New York and many other states and also the federal system have these so-called Son of Sam laws, and I believe those prohibit prisoners from profiting from their crimes. Could you remind us what those Son of Sam laws are?
Well, a lot of the laws are either defunct or have been amended, but in their original form, what they did was to basically say that a criminal could not profit off the story of their crime. But then the United States Supreme Court said that this was improper and a violation of the First Amendment because it was specifically targeting speech. And it was also content-based because it was targeting speech about a particular topic, which is the crime that they had committed. And therefore, a lot of states have had to revise their Son of Sam laws in the wake of that to focus just on the profits of crime generally or money earned generally and not to focus in on profits that are earned from books. But the odd thing is that the federal statute was never amended, and so it still persists in its unconstitutional form. So if somebody had tried to apply it to her, she could resist it on the basis that it's unconstitutional. But it's important to remember that there's a civil suit that's going to be going on against Martha Stewart by the people who bought the stock that she dumped in her trading. And if there's a judgment in that suit, they can go after her for any of her assets, from her writing, from anything.
So from what you're saying, most of these Son of Sam laws are now negated because they were found unconstitutional.
Many times the states have actually amended them, and basically what was found unconstitutional was targeting speech and also targeting speech based on what it said. And those initial laws and the federal law that is still on the books go very clearly against only speech, not any other money that you might earn, just money earned from books, and also basically speech saying a particular thing. So that the federal law says that it's only covered if it's writing related to a depiction of a crime or else the defendant's thoughts, opinions, or emotions about the crime. And so if Martha Stewart is just giving trial tips, it wouldn't come within that. But if she started saying, you know, I really thought this or I felt this or et cetera about the crime that she committed, then it would come under the law. But the problem is that the law is unconstitutional.
But can't you write your book and feel free to say whatever you want, but just not make money off it? How does that violate free speech?
Well, the truth is that because of the Supreme Court's ruling, I would say that she's basically free to write whatever she wants, even if she went into those areas. But in theory, she could create a legal problem for herself by going into those areas because the federal statute is still on the books. But in general, the Son of Sam laws came out of this impulse, like, how dare this criminal profit from telling the story of his crime. But that kind of sentiment is censorship. You know, how dare this person profit from telling a story that I don't like and I judge and I disapprove of? How can this person tell this story? Well, because it's America, any person can tell whatever story that they want to. But then when you go to the profit issue, if you're saying, how can it be that this criminal profits? The answer is, yeah, they profit temporarily, but if victims enforce their rights, then they can go against the entire pool of the criminal's assets and satisfy themselves out of that pool of money.
Julie Hilden is a First Amendment attorney. She's also a FindLaw.com columnist, and she joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Julie.
Thank you very much.